Intuition is the best medicine, especially when it comes from Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille. Here's their show. It's your health, and it ain't rocket science.
Skip the trip to the pharmacy? Just have a glass of tap water. That's something you don't want to wake up and hear every day. At least 41 million Americans are exposed daily to tap water containing trace amounts of antibiotics, sleeping pills, and even sex hormones like the famous estrogen. So it helps you to, I guess, feel in the mood and feel like falling asleep at the same time, and you'll be happy
about it. Oh, my dear. And feel like getting a boatload of cancer. I mean, and who feels like doing that?
And then there's something called a new report. Thefix.com brings us. SSRIs are now breaking into the water as well. Are we permanently in bottled and filtered? Well, filters aren't going to take this out, right, Holly?
Well, can we agree, Dr. Weiss, can we agree by the end of this segment we are going to flesh out why this is happening? Get it? Flesh out. And also kind of help listeners know water is very important. We've talked about water so many times on It's Your Health and Any Rocket Science. And where can you get it where it's free of these, well, prescription-free medications? I know that it could combat one problem, which is the cost of prescription medications, but this is pretty unregulated. And we don't understand the mix and the match and the contraindications when your pharmaceuticals are in your tap water. But let's do that. Let's flush this out. Why do you think this is happening?
I think it's happening because we don't understand. We are very irresponsible in pharmacology. And we're doctors, Holly, we're part of it. And I'd like to think that we're the part that's trying to change it for the positive, but I always include myself in the family of all physicians. And these, we need to understand, these are toxic substances. These are toxic substances that for a very, very short, brief time in their life after manufactured, we hope will have a positive effect on a body, and then they leave the body, and then they can have just as many problems in the real world. Just because these drugs leave our body doesn't mean they stop acting. they're bullets. They go one direction, and they don't break down in the septic systems, and they don't break down in any of our toilet systems.
That's, yeah. So I hear you. So that's pretty crazy. So we eliminate, we break down when we take medications through a prescription, and we take them into our bodies, swallow them, our liver, our kidneys, those organs of detoxification, get rid of them, break them down. That's the whole process of metabolizing. So metabolizing, break them down through our waste, urine, our bowel movements. We get rid of waste products, right? So we get rid of what we, but they're not, so those drugs are still alive. They're not broken down even further into our septic system. And then they are in our water supply for us to take in again.
Yeah. Let me throw a quick thing at you. When we were Holly and I went to, listeners, we went to the same medical school, Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine in Tempe, and we did a tour of the water sanitation department as part of our public health class. And we went through, we noticed they were bragging through the whole presentation how clean the water is and how many steps and how they're reclaiming it and it's environmental. I walked into their break room, and they had an Arrowhead jug up on the wall. And that's what they were drinking out of. And so I said to a guy, he said, how come you don't drink the tap water? He goes, I would never drink that.
Okay,
so that, I mean, doesn't that tells you something? The simple fact is what we're throwing away is showing back up. I mean, there's a cycle to the way that these things work. And what we're throwing out, we don't understand that hey, when we're pooping or peeing, or in the other case, we're just taking leftover medication and throwing it away, and it's going into landfill. This stuff is showing back up. Let me give you some other things that are showing up. Benzodiazepines like Klonopin, anticonvulsants like Topamax are also showing up, these psychoactive things. And we know what we're going to hear, Holly. We're going to hear, oh, but it's such trace amounts, it doesn't matter. Isn't that what's going to be said?
Absolutely.
And that's not true.
No, because they add up. And if these are still active substances that can be tested and found, they are going to be able to stimulate a response in the body. So we're drinking the tap water. We're actually then drinking the metabolites of this medication. And I am sorry, this whole idea that it's such a trace amount that it's not going to cause us any harm, I think is it's wabblecock. I don't think that it's true at all because wabblecock. Yes, it's just.
I agree, but I don't know what that is.
I guess I just made it up.
Is that boulder dash? Is that like a boulder dash?
Yes, it's like it's so stupid because guess what? We have exposure to toxins, like you said, estrogen. So many other areas of our life, it all adds up. It all adds up.
There's a guy named Matt Harvey who phrases this psychoactive waste.
Our drinking psychoactive waste.
Our drinking water is being called psychoactive waste. And I see whole cities. And I bet like a friend of mine lives up in Tahoe. She drinks Tahoe tap. They brag about it and all that stuff. But they also have some very strict environmental laws and some very contained aquifers there. And they test it regularly. Those people in Tahoe aren't going to drink it if they know it's in there. Well, what's the solution? We're back to bottled water with the plastic bottle problem, or what are we going to do?
I don't think so. I think, first of all, like you said, there are some cities that are doing it right, and you can go down to your hardware store and get a water testing kit. We can make a difference that way by increasing your information, right, your awareness, that when you are more aware about what's going on, you're more informed and therefore empowered, so you can make the choice for your family once you know. Hopefully when we know better, we do better, right? And so yep. The second thing, I am all about glass these days because even, I have to say it, even those SIG containers, my friend, we were at the gym together, took a big swig and there's something in her mouth and she was like, it was all rusted out. Oh, and God. I think I'm back to water, and my solution is I actually take the tap water and pull it through a Berkey filter. So that's Berkey, Berkey. Absolutely.
Will that pull out meds, though?
Amazing, absolutely. You can take this guy. Now, you have to order it online, and this is the camping, sort of the smaller version, and I fill it up like twice, maybe three times a day sometimes. You can actually take it into a lake water and it will filter it. That's how strong these filters are as well. You could take it into a pool. And so, yes, you can filter you. So, but it's all about understanding what's in your water. Cause New York City, I go there often, has amazing water, water. Yeah. It tastes great. It's clean. So you can test your water in your city and hey, that's awesome. If it's great, you can use it, tap water right out of the tap into a glass container, down the hatch, got to stay hydrated, very, very important. But we don't want to stay hydrated by drinking medications, that's for sure.
Yeah, what we did is we actually have glass bottles delivered in the big old glass jugs. There's a company called Mountain Spring. They're out of Arkansas. You know those green bottles, Holly? You seen those green bottles with red ring? They actually are doing some home delivery now in glass.
Nice, nice.
It's heavy. Man, I'll tell you, it is not for the faint of heart. It's in case I can skip the gym and just load some bottles up there and I'm fine.
That's right.
I see the poor guy. He like wants to get back on the plastic route as fast as possible, the guy wheeling them in. But we just use that and then we pour them into our glass or some stainless, but you're right, stainless can rust. But some stainless, or we pour them into our glass containers and that's what we use. In Arizona, we have a problem with our water can be okay, but it's naturally high in arsenic. It's not a medication issue per se that we know of, but it's just naturally that's a problem. Some areas have just natural problems built into the water. So we're a little high in arsenic here, so we don't use it. And that, surprisingly, it each jug is like $22, $23, which sounds high, but it got rid of all of our bottled water costs because I cannot buy plastic bottles anymore after seeing what's going in the oceans. So I just want to do a quick summary here. What we're talking about is that 41.5 million Americans are being exposed now to medications that are in their tap water. These are trace amounts. We're being told that it's safe because it's little amounts. Dr. Holly and I disagree. We disagree that these trace amounts are. We are talking about a Berkey filter. Can you spell that, Holly, real quick?
Berkey, Berkey.
Berkey filters or going glass, and also testing your home water to see if it is safe. You can't just rely on the water to be safe and to be automatic, because our job is to have you stay well at Radio MD and RadioMD.com.